how big companies use plain English to rob you blind, which explores how huge corporations hide stipulations in almost every contract, often with government permission. During 12 years at the Los Angeles Times, Johnston was the first reporter to seriously examine the Los Angeles Police Department, exposing its brutality, inefficiency, and ineffectiveness. He once turned down a murderer. He once hunted down a murderer, winning freedom for an innocent man who was tried 5 times for the crime. While at the Philadelphia Inquirer, he broke the story that Donald Trump had a negative net worth. Today, we have the privilege of having an updated version of Divided, the Perils of Our Growing Inequality, that we will tell you a bit more about as we ask you to become a member. But first, I want to welcome Mr. Johnston to the program. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joanne.
How are you today?
Terrific.
Excellent. I so appreciate you joining us today. And you may know that KBOO is in the middle of pledge drive for our fall fundraising drive. And we appreciate you making your book available for a minimum $60 pledge, Divided, The Perils of Our Growing Inequality. And so welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much, Joanne.
It is such a pleasure to have you here. And we originally invited you because you had a new article that recently came out that we wanted to discuss.
Yes, this is my column came out yesterday in Al Jazeera.
Yes.
I think it's yesterday in Al Jazeera about all the ways that the wealthy are using government, not all of the wealthy, but those who want to, are using government to pick your pocket.
And I found that article really, really interesting because you actually went back to almost the founding fathers, and I put that in quote, time period to make the link for how what we thought we were getting with government oversight is woefully lacking today. Would you talk a little bit about that for me, please?
Sure. Well, there were three things in the news that I pulled together to demonstrate this issue, which I have been writing about in various ways for many years. Everything is regulated. The first thing to understand is everything is regulated. Baseball regulates how many stitches are on the ball, what color yarn and what material is used. Universities have rules on dating. They regulate, you know, you want to ask somebody out. I teach at Syracuse University in the law school one day a week. We have rules on when is asking somebody out cross the line and become harassment. Mm. Everything is regulated and pretty much has been throughout civilization. Hammurabi's code is full of regulation. The principle of regulation is balance. You're supposed to balance the interest of the industry or business sector that's being regulated with that of customers, investors, and the general public. And this is especially important for monopolies like Portland General Electric or Warren Buffett's Pacific Corp. So the three examples I used were that ProPublica, the nonprofit investigative news organization, did a terrific piece, it's linked to in my column at Al Jazeera America, on a bank examiner hired by the New York Fed, which utterly failed to prevent the meltdown of the economy almost 7 years ago. And she secretly tape-recorded 46 hours of meetings with her supervisors, and they're absolutely stunning tapes. They basically, you can just read the ProPublica article and see the drift of them, but basically her bosses at the Fed said, let Goldman Sachs do whatever it wants. We're just here to look. We're not here to really ask important questions. And a professor from Columbia who was hired by the Fed to look at its shortcomings quickly identified them and then came under pressure to change his report. And he wouldn't do it. So that was the first item. The second item I wrote about was the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, an agency you almost never hear about.
Right.
An agency whose budget has grown a lot over the last 20 years because it's funded by fees from the utilities that it regulates, and they're happy with it, so they've agreed to bigger and bigger fees. There was an electricity market auction, and I have been very critical of these markets because their rules are designed to drive prices up, not down. Their rules were written by a little company you may recall named Enron, who used to own Portland General Electric.
Oh, yes.
And they had what's called a capacity auction in New England, and it was such an outrageous outcome, including an announcement by some former Goldman Sachs traders. Goldman Sachs keeps turning up in bad things in our economy. They bought the second biggest coal-fired power plant in New England, and 5 weeks later announced they were going to close it. Now, why would you spend a couple hundred million dollars to buy something and close it?
Mm.
And I'm not I understand there's an issue here that we want to get rid of coal-fired power plants,
right.
But this is an economic manipulation issue. Well, because they bought a whole fleet of power plants, and if they can shut down the coal-fired power plant, they can create a shortage of electricity. And under the rules of the electric markets, even a tiny shortage can make prices rise, as we may recall back from 2000,
right.
You know, 10, 20, 30 times for a day or two. And they're incredibly beneficial to do so. In fact, the estimate here is that writing off this $300 million investment would produce higher prices that in a single year would bring $4 or $5 back for each dollar that they spent to buy the plant and close it. Well, the chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission says she doesn't see any problem here. They approved the rules of this market. No one says the market rules were violated. Therefore, there can't be a problem. And to those who say, but the market rules are wrong, they're producing bad results, her response is, it would be unprecedented for us to question the rules of a market. And so I wrote that Ms. LaFleur, I said, is so determined to ignore the evidence of rigged markets that she is like a vice cop who is sent to check out a bordello, sits there sitting champagne in a room full of women in lingerie, and watches them, men in tow, disappear behind closed doors. When someone suggests her job is to open those doors to see just what's going on, LaFleur declines because that would be inconsistent with precedent. she's a sightless sheriff, and guess what? She's the former CEO of one of the biggest utilities in the country, a utility that was deeply involved in a price-fixing scheme, although she may not have had anything directly to do with it. And then the third example is from California. Governor Schwarzenegger turned the California Public Utilities Commission, which had been pretty good example of balanced regulation in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s, into an industry whorehouse, with all industry people on the board. The president of the California Public Utilities Commission is the former president of Southern California Edison. And lo and behold, two sets of emails have come out from Pacific Gas and Electric Company admitting that they were working hand in glove to pick the administrative law judge who would hear their next rate case. Absolutely, totally improper. The chief of staff to the commission president resigned. But now, and I think this is entirely appropriate, federal prosecutors are investigating, and I suspect that the emails we've seen from Pacific Gas and Electric are the proverbial tip of an iceberg.
Yes.
But all across America, the regulatory agencies have appointees, both Democrats and Republicans. The FERC in Washington is all Obama appointees who come from the industry, who will go back to the industry, whose interests are with the industry, and who are helping the industry through very complicated, subtle rules to jack up prices, earn unwarranted profits, and it's a major reason the economy is not recovering. We have this lopsided recovery that's unlike any in the last 100, there have been 33 business cycles in the last 160 years. This one is so totally lopsided that the 1% have gotten 95 cents of the increased income since 2009, and just 16,000 households. I mean, think what a small number. Just in Portland, 16,000 households is a minority of households.
Right.
16,000 households in the entire country have gotten a third of all the increased income in America. And it's because of the government rules that take from the many and redistribute to the few.
And I'm going to stop you at this point David, and bring in my support to encourage our listeners. We've got a couple of great things to tell you this morning. Number one, we have a $500 match for this program, which means every dollar you contribute to our fall membership drive will be doubled. And so when you call 1-877-500-5266 and make your pledge to become a member of KBOO, a $60 pledge will get you a copy of David Johnston's book, Divided, The Pearls of Our Growing Inequality, which is a collection of writings by leading scholars, activists, and journalists that really looks at inequality through a multifaceted approach in America. So $60, $5 a month, you can get that book, no problem. Or you could do more. I mean, can you give $10 a month to support your community radio station? Now is the time to go to the phone and give us a call at 877-500-5266. How much can you give to become a member of your community radio station? I mean, how often do you get to hear from award-winning journalists? Well, you do on KBOO. Mr. Johnston, I forgot to tell you at the beginning, is a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter and author. And he's having these, he's writing and talking about things that we just are not writing and talking about in America. And so I just feel so appreciative that he came on Voices from the Edge this morning. But these are the kind of guests that we like to bring you. These are the kind of guests that keep you tuning in every single week. These are the kind of guests that you want to support with your membership dollars. So give us a call at 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. And in the next 47 minutes, we will match your contribution dollar per dollar. But you got to call. And we're getting to the end of this fall membership drive. And we started strong. We want to end strong. We've got fabulous new leadership. We've got wonderful volunteers. What more could you ask for from your community radio station? Again, the number is 877-500-5266. It's 877-500-5266. And if you're not a morning person, go to kboo.fm and click the tip jar, and you can become a member that way. So we're going to go back to the program, and we're going to pick up where Mr. Johnston left off, which was talking about this top, the 16,000 households who have benefited greatly from this economic downturn that we're in. Thank you for that. And we're going to pick up right where you left off. So how is it possible that the rest of us are losing resources in this continued downturn, and yet we've got 16,000 households that are making, that are doing just fine?
Well, let me be clear about something, Joanne. The economy is actually expanding. We've been in expansion since July 1 of 2009. The problem is that the bottom 90% of Americans have actually seen their income go lower. Mm-hmm. And how does that happen? Well, it's government rules. I mean, that's what government does. Government is the rule maker. So first and foremost in this country, workers make less money because we have done our very best in Congress to destroy unions.
Yes.
In 1973, more than a third of private sector workers belonged to unions, and about 80% of workers had their pay improved as a result. There were employers, the Los Angeles Times is a classic example, who didn't want unions, hated them with a passion, and so they paid premium wages to keep any union organizers at bay. Well, that's perfectly good for the workers in that situation. Secondly, you had a much better sharing of the increased income in America. Every year, the government analyzes what the only two ways money can go, returns to capital and returns to labor. Well, since the age of Reagan began 33 years ago, returns to labor have been falling and returns to capital have been rising. And of course they are. That was what Reagan said he was going to do, even though the news media, the reporters covering the political campaign, being economic idiots by and large, didn't understand this and didn't explain to people when Reagan said, you know, we want people to realize more of their wealth. What he meant was we want to enable business owners to withdraw more capital from their businesses so they can own 9 mansions instead of 2 or 3, so that they can own jumbo jets instead of owning a little airplane. And the result has been devastating to the country. Let me give you a little comparison, Joanne, and your listeners, between what happened in the 3 years after the Great Recession ended and the 3 years after the Great Depression.
Okay.
The Great Depression started in 1929 and ended on March 31st, 1933, just a few days after FDR was sworn in. There was a second depression later, but that one ended right then. Well, from 1933 through 1936, the bottom 90% of Americans saw their incomes go up almost 9%. And the 1% of the 1%, that's that 16,000 households today, their incomes went down a little bit. In this recession, after 3 years, the bottom 90% went down, and the top 1% of the 1% went up about 20% in their income, and their share of the income growth was a third.
Wow.
And so for most Americans, we're still in the Great Recession, even though the economy is growing. And it's because government rules are putting more money at the top. And the problem with this is there's so much at the top, people don't know what to do with it.
Yes.
There's no sign of inflation. Interest rates, if you have a checking account that pays interest, you're getting in all likelihood 0.1% per year on your money. That's not even the rate of inflation. You can borrow money if you have good credit in this country at 2%.
Right.
Lots of people are. I'm one of them. I've got money I've gone out and borrowed at a cost of 2%, which means in real terms, I'm being paid to borrow because inflation is higher than 2%.
Right.
And people who are very, very wealthy, my goodness, and we have rules we didn't use to allow things we didn't use to allow. Reagan signed a law that said that we had limits since 1909 on how much cash corporations could hold. If everybody took their paycheck home and converted into dollars and stuffed them in a mattress, the economy would fall apart. The economy depends on people investing and buying and spending money.
Right.
Well, corporations had a rule that said you got to pay out your earnings. You know, you can pay them out as dividends, you can pay them out as salaries, you can invest in new factories and pay it out that way, but you got to spend the money. Well, we effectively repealed that rule only for multinational corporations in 1987, signed in 1986. That's why these corporations have all these offshore subsidiaries. They take profits earned in the United States, they pay them to their offshore subsidiaries as, say, royalties for the use of the Nike swoosh or the Hilton sign for the Hilton when you drive up to a Hilton hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes them tax deductible here in the U.S. And so that when you read that a corporation like General Electric paid 2 or 3% in taxes, it paid an amount of money equal to 2 or 3% of its taxes. But if you understand what's going on internally, they actually turned a profit on their taxes. And if anybody wants to read about this and understand it in terms of buying a house, that's the analogy I use. I did a cover story for Newsweek about 4 weeks ago called Corporate Deadbeats. You can go to newsweek.com, put in the word deadbeats. It'll pop right up, and it will explain to you how this works in terms of buying a home as an analogy. Warren Buffett.
I'm going to hold you on the Warren Buffett story.
All right, hold me up.
I will hold you on that story because we're going to go to Membership Central, and we are going to encourage people to call 877-500-5266. Now that we have a matching gift, now is the opportunity to double your money, and we're going to bring in, excuse me, Joe Uris to tell you how you can get a hold of some fabulous thank you gifts.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of wonderful gifts. There's for $240, you get the KBO hoodie. Now, do not wear this in front of a police officer. We know how that can go. But it's a beautiful hoodie. For $120, Naomi Klein CDs. So many wonderful gifts. But I have a terribly important task. We have to thank a bunch of people. Are you ready for this? First of all, right now, while I tell you these names, we want to remind you that we have a match from Jeff Lang for $500. Every buck you give is worth $2. You give $120, that's $10 a month. It is really worth $240, and so on. Don't miss this chance. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. 5266. And as is our custom, I'm going to thank these people real fast. There's Pam in Portland. There's Peter in Portland. There's Carl in Portland. There's Scott in Vancouver. There's Don in North Portland. There's Stephen in Hood River. There's Lois in Northeast Portland. There's Frank in Beaverton. And so many people. And there's Andy, and there's Sarah, and there's Paulina, and there's Evelyn, and there's Patricia, and there's Laurie, and there's Maddie, and there's Walter, and there's Barbara, and there's John, and there's Gillian, and there's Pacific States. There's Martin, there's Susan, there's so many people. And remember, there's still these gifts. Naomi Klein DVDs, $120 pledge gets you those. Chomsky and Glenn Greenwald, $120 gift. Democracy Now! Hoodie, $240. This is your opportunity. Remember, it's a match. 877-500-5266. That's right. Every buck you give is worth two. Right now, thanks to Jeff. 877-500-5266. KBOO.FM. And you can walk in 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. But remember, this is an opportunity of unprecedented significance. Well, not really, but of great significance. 877-500-5266. Remember what we do. Remember the great music. Remember the great programming. We're the only ones, sadly, in the region. This is your opportunity to support Progressive Radio. 877-500-5266. Let me say that number slowly. 877-500-5266. You make the call. You give, let's say, $120 or $60. Each time you give, every dollar is matched with another dollar. That means that your money is good twice over, and you don't want to miss that opportunity. 877-500-5266. And remember, this is a volunteer organization. I'm not being paid to do this. We do this because we believe in what we're doing. We have a skeleton staff. We have a kind of a funky but adequate radio station. But it all depends on people just like you. And you know that, and we know that, and we depend on you, and you depend on us. 877-500-5266. Make the commitment. Remember, it's a match. Scott from Vancouver, Rochelle in Portland, renewing people, Cynthia from White Salmon, all over the region. People are coming forward, stepping up to the plate, making contributions, taking advantage of the match of $500 that has been provided by Jeff Lang. You don't want to miss this opportunity. 877-500-5266 or online KBOO.FM. It's easy to do. It's pleasant. You know, you can give $10 a month, $5 a month, whatever, out of your checking account or through your bank cards. You can do this and it will be absolutely painless. You'll never notice the difference. 877-500-5266. Oh, more people. John from Hillsboro, renewing his membership. There's so many people eager to help. Won't you
That's
join
a good
us?
Sign. That's a good thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I wanted to make sure that we didn't forget to let folks know that David K. Johnston's book, Divided, The Perils of Our Growing Inequality, is also available as a thank you gift for a minimum $60 pledge. I wanted people to know that that book is available. And, of course, your $60 becomes $120 because of the fabulous matching grant that we have. And this book is really looking at the inequality that's growing in the United States of America, and really the fact that if we continue to ignore it, it's going to be to our demise. It's going to lead to our demise. So a very important book. The number again is 877-500-5266. Or you could go online at kboo.fm and click the tip jar and become a member that way. Just before I go back to my guests, I want to let folks know, I'm sure you've heard that Linda Hornbuckle died on October 5th of this year. And there will be a benefit concert, More Love for Linda, Celebration of Life and Family Relief Benefit, will take place on October 14th at 7 p.m. at the Crystal Ballroom. For more information, go to tickettomato.com to get your tickets. What a loss. This has been a year of losing some incredibly fabulous angels from our community, but they're still angels, and I'm sure they're still watching out for us. But please, if you can support the family during this time, I'm sure they would be greatly appreciative. And now we're going to go back to our program, because I stopped Mr. Johnston just as he was getting into a description. So are we back?
Well, I'm back.
Okay, I'm back. Okay, we're ready. So we were just about, you were about to make a point, and I think you were talking about one of our former presidents. I actually have to say, I don't remember where we left off. Do you?
Well, the point I was making a point about Warren Buffett.
Oh, yes.
Who, of course, is very important in the area where KBOO is because he controls Pacific Corps.
Yes.
And it was Warren Buffett's lobbyists who got rid of SB 408, the law the Oregon legislature passed because of my reporting in the New York Times about how the natural gas company, Northwest Natural Gas, RGE, and PacifiCorp were ripping people off in rates by collecting taxes that were not getting to the government. And in
yes.
Enron's case, we're never going to get to the government as opposed to being delayed.
Right.
Well, imagine if instead of the taxes being withheld from your paycheck or your pension check, the government lets you keep the money. And you could invest it, but you had to pay it, say, 20 or 30 years from now. Imagine how well off you would be now. Of course, you go spend the money and you're foolish, you're going to have a real problem. But if you invest that money, that would make you fabulously rich. Well,
right.
Guess how big Warren Buffett's company, Berkshire Hathaway, how big its zero interest loan from the taxpayers, because that's what it is. If you delay paying taxes, it's a loan of money from the government at zero interest. Guess how big it is?
How big?
$57 billion, not million,
whoa.
Billion dollars.
Wow.
Yeah, $57 billion. And he brags about this in his letters to shareholders. There's nothing secret about this. It's the rules Congress has passed. Well, we need to change that. We need to
yes.
stop this. Apple has been able to get an interest-free loan from the government that grows every year by over $10 billion. Now, we collect, in the last 4 years, the average corporate income tax collections were less than $200 billion, whereas individual income taxes, taxes you and I pay, were over $1 trillion. So the $10 billion that Apple is not paying currently, that's 5% of all corporate income taxes in America. One company that we could increase it by.
So, and not to mention the tax breaks and the tax subsidies that these companies get. So what you are pointing out is that there are two industries, I think, at fault here. One is this lack of media scrutiny.
Absolutely.
And then the other is the sheer, I was going to say arrogance, but maybe it's more
it's,
like...
There's actually a term for it, Joanne. It's called regulatory capture. And it occurs when politicians appoint people who, instead of being balanced in their approach, because you don't want to destroy industry.
Right.
You know, we want a society that works. But they appoint only people from the industry or
yes.
who are allied with it in some way, and
right.
we get this unbalanced approach. Now,
right.
I went into all this stuff in my book, Free Lunch, which is about subsidies. That's the book that when he was running for president, John Kerry announced he was stopping his campaign for a weekend to read my book. And the New York Times, where I was a reporter at the time, wouldn't report that because they said it was self-aggrandizing to the Times. Anybody who wants to, go to the New York Times website and look for how many numerous entries there are about the book that explains away Wall Street's role in the collapse of the economy called Too Big to Fail. There were days when it got multiple mentions in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
My book got a review that didn't even tell you what the book was about and implied that I was part of some segment or sect within the Democratic Party. You know, which if true, I should be fired immediately.
Yeah,
all
right,
I was
right.
doing was reporting facts, most of which had already appeared in the New York Times, but not with the, you know, focus you can bring in a book to something like that to show
right.
the big picture. So but there's a real fundamental problem in this country that we've gotten the rules wrong to our detriment. Now, the book that you're offering as a premium, I edited. I didn't write it.
Okay.
But it has 44 contributors. Elizabeth Warren, Studs Terkel, the latest oral historian, a whole bunch of people you've probably never heard of, but who within their fields are highly respected. As one of the reviewers of this book said, all the heavy hitters are here. And in bite-sized pieces, it looks at all the issues of inequality, not just wages and incomes,
right.
but health inequality, education inequality, wage theft, law enforcement, environmental hazard. And let me give you, the most killer fact in the book. It comes from Dr. Stephen Bezruschka, who teaches in Seattle at the Lloyd School of Public Health and is an emergency room doctor. Every day in America, 47 babies die who would live had they been born in either Norway or Japan. 46 babies die who would have lived if they were born in Sweden. And what he doesn't say in his contribution to the book, and everybody, these were all contributions to the book,
right.
but I calculated from his data, which is the official government data, by the way, every day in America, 15 babies die who would live if they were born in Cuba.
Wow.
Now, what a screaming revelation about what's wrong with American health care.
Right.
And nothing is being done to fix this. I mean, the biggest...
Well, actually, we pretend we fixed it by passing Obamacare. And, you know, that's the...
made things better, but it's nowhere near what we should be having.
And it's certainly... I mean, insurance is just not the same as having health care.
That's right. Well,
right.
health and health care are different things, as Bozhushka points out. But, you know, we are the only one of the 34 modern economies in the world without universal health care. And a couple of years ago, I took the official global data on this and reanalyzed it and showed that for every dollar of what's called purchasing power equity, that's truly comparable dollars,
right.
that the other 33 countries spend and get universal health care, we spend $2.64.
More.
More. No, total of $2.64.
Total.
So we spend
$1.64
more. That is making us incredibly inefficient. It
right.
is dragging money away from wages. You know, businesses will say to you, what do you mean people's incomes aren't up? We're paying tremendously more for our workers. Yeah, you're paying more and more for health insurance, but not wages.
Right. That's right.
And at the time, these numbers apply, 2010, 50 million Americans had no insurance and 30 million had either part of the year or terrible insurance. So basically, we only covered 3 out of 4 Americans with insurance, and yet we're paying $2.64 to $1. Here's how wasteful that is. In 2010, if we had had the French healthcare system, that's the best system in the world. It's universal. There's no out-of-pocket costs for you. We would have saved so much money, we could have eliminated the income tax. So why do we keep these rules? Well, look, with the insurance industry, it's campaign donations, it's placement of people in high government positions. It is working very hard to make sure that it is so built into the economy, it's like a fortress.
And so we're going to go to the phone line. We have a caller on the line, but after the caller, inability of us to actually have regulation that makes sense and this lack of media scrutiny, I want to come back to, but let's find out who's on the phone. Hello, John. Welcome to KBOO.
Thank you for taking my call. And Mr. Johnson, thank you very much for all the wonderful work you've done over the years. And excuse me, I was wondering what you'd think of Paul Krugman's editorial in the past. I'm sorry I tuned in late. Maybe you've covered this. Where he said, we'd be better off paying all Americans from our taxes, U.S. government, that are out of work, to go out and clean up their neighborhoods.
Right. Well, this is actually, John, this is something I've argued for many, many years. If somebody who tracks my work and his will notice, sometimes he writes something in the same week I have the same idea, or the other way around, I have something and then he comes out with it. we have an enormous amount of undone work in this country. Mm-hmm. We need to be investing in infrastructure. Much of that is not terribly skilled work. Some of it is, but skills you can pick up pretty quickly. I mean, our roads are falling apart. We have dangerous bridges and dams. The public furniture is fraying. We can borrow right now at the cheapest rates in 700 years, that is all the modern world. And we should be employing people to do these things because they make the economy more efficient and they make it work. I was on a radio show about a year ago with a Republican congressman, I didn't know he was going to be on, who said when I brought this up, we can't afford to do that. And I said, well, so what are you proposing, Congressman? We're going to let the interstate highway system fall apart. People are not going to be able to get oranges in the winter if they live in Chicago or Boston. I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course we have to fix it up. He says, we can't afford it. We're overtaxed. And I said, we're the most lightly taxed people in the modern world. Mm. The other two areas we should be spending money are education. We should not be taxing our best students through the student loan system and high tuition because of reduced government support for higher education. If you get good grades, whether you're studying to be a poet or a doctor or an engineer, we should be doing what our competitors do. We should be making it easy to get a college education. When I went to college in California in the late 60s, college was free if you went to a public school. The third thing we need to do is invest in basic research. Roughly a third of the economy today, and a lot of the economy where you are in Portland, is the result of government investments before World War II in material science, that's how we get the things we need to make cell phones and computers, in mathematics, so that we can have things like geopositioning satellites and cell telephones, and physics, most fundamentally physics and chemistry. Basic research is only paid for by governments. The only exception to that was when Bell Labs was a proxy for government because Old Ma Bell was a national monopoly. And we need to be investing in those things and investing in the future. The Republicans do not believe in investing in the future. It suggests to me they believe the nonsense that, you know, Jesus is coming back momentarily and it's all over. And, of course, if you believe that, I would argue that our current economic policies make perfect sense.
Well, thank you for that. We're going to go back now and encourage our listeners. We have less than 22 minutes in the program, and our generous KBOO member, Jeff Lang, has generously offered to match the next $500, but it has to happen in the next 22 minutes, or Jeff is not going to provide that match. We need you to go to your phone. You've been thinking about becoming a member. You've been thinking about renewing. Now is the perfect time for you to go to call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. We would love to hear the phones ringing. We would love for you to rejoin K-Boo or join K-Boo if you haven't already, so we can continue to bring you this kind of programming. And we're going to bring Joe back in so he can thank some folks and tell us what's happening in Membership Central.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here to tell you good news and bad. We need more money. That's the bad news. We got a lot of money. That's the good news. People are contributing steadily. We want to thank Cheryl, and we want to thank we want to thank Kurt and Kathy. We want to thank a whole bunch of people. I got a list that's so long, I'm not going to read it all. People who know the value of this station. People who understand what important work we do. People who love the music programming we do. And we need to remind you, we have a match. $500. We got a few minutes to do this. If you contribute now, every dollar you give turns into $2 through the magic of the generosity of Jeff Lang. Won't you help us? 877-500-5266. Pardon me, I'm choking up here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I get that in my throat, too, sometime.
It's a lump. It's a giant lump of joy.
It's a lump of love, I know. 877-500-5266. Or if you're just not a morning person and want to do this online, go to kboo.fm and click the tip jar and become a member like that. But you would miss out on the fabulous volunteers who are donating their time to talk with you today to assist you in the process of becoming a member. Again, that number is 877-500-5266. Even though Joe and I have lived here for a long time, we still have that East Coast fast talking stuff. So we have to slow it down for you sometimes and go 877-500-5266. Or come on and stop by at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're right off of Burnside. Come and see the sausage being made.
Ooh. Oh, no. Don't forget the golden toilet seats. Don't forget the marble halls. Don't forget the exotic lighting.
All that is only in Joe's mind, but we really want you to stop by or call us at 877-500-5266.
Yes. You know, this is really an important time. Not only do we have this $500 match, but we have a lot of wonderful gifts. We have the Johnson book. We have Naomi Klein's DVDs. $120 pledge gets you the Naomi Klein 2 DVD set. And we have the Chomsky and Glenn Greenwald DVDs, $120. The Democracy Now! Hoodie, don't wear this around the wrong place at the wrong time, $240. This is incredible opportunities. There are also unlimited ticket gifts. $60 or more makes you eligible for a pair of tickets to Yasin Bey, a.k.a. Mos Def. This show is on 10-10 at 8:30. You know, this is
tomorrow.
A wonderful event. This is an example of the kind of service we render unto, check that out, unto community. Won't you help us now? Help us make the match.
On that note, Joe, we're going to go back to the program, but the number one more time is 877-500-5266. Or go to kboo.fm. And we are coming to the end of our fall pledge drive, so now's a perfect time to make sure that you get your money into the mix and you too become a member of KBOO. And so, Dave, I wanted to follow back up on this. The problem looks really clear, both from your writing as well as from what we see as a lack of congressional oversight and this limited media independence. We have six companies now that pretty much own mainstream media, which doesn't cover any of the stuff that you're talking about.
Well, that's true, although part of the reason for that is that people are not supporting news organizations. The internet, you know, is destroying the model. The model of news organizations is it's a marketplace. You bring buyers and sellers together, and you provide the news to get to attract them. And so, for example, the New York Times' total revenues today, adjusted for inflation, are about one-third of what they were the year I won my Pulitzer, which was in 2001. They're still in business. They're still doing lots of good work, but they've had to tremendously cut back on all sorts of things. And secondly, there is this widely held assumption in the news media that the public isn't interested in, how government works. The last investigative series I did for the New York Times was about electricity pricing, and I had to just demand that they were going to let me do it. Of the seven pieces we ran, I think five of them made the top 10 most emailed stories list, and the editors were just sort of surprised by this. I mean, who cares about electricity pricing? Well, it depends on how you tell the story.
Right. Right. Well, and then the other part is that the media now makes a significant amount of their income off of ads for folks who are running for office. And
yes,
so
absolutely. And in television, the highest rates are charged to politicians, Joanne.
Yes.
So Sinclair Broadcasting, you know, a very right-wing, unbalanced organization. They're the people who promoted the Swift boating stuff on John Kerry, which was an outrageous lie.
Yes.
They profit enormously off this. I wrote a column recently for National Memo, who I also write for, saying Democrats quit trying to match the Republicans on spending money on ads. They don't move many voters anyway. Pour all of your money, into A, getting people registered to vote, and B, getting them to the polls on Election Day.
Right.
In Ferguson, Missouri, where I went a couple of weeks ago on Saturday night to see where Michael Brown died when the Investigative Reporters and Editors Board was meeting in St. Louis, only 2% of eligible black voters voted in the last municipal election. That's why it has an all-white city council and a virtually all-white police force. You got to vote. There are many people who, because of work, they have a limited window. Maybe they ride a bus and they're going to miss at both ends, even though there are laws that say you're supposed to get time off to work.
Right.
But if people would get together and say, I'm going to contribute my time and effort and I will drive people to the polls on Election Day. Now, in Oregon, where you have voting by mail, that's a different story. But in most of the country, it would make a huge difference, and you don't have to get that many people to the polls in order to be successful.
Well, but then it goes back to our other question. You actually have to have somebody to vote for. And so if you're voting...
Well, somebody's going to get elected.
Somebody.
So even if it's two evils, you want to go for the lesser of two evils.
See, unfortunately, my entire adult voting life, that's what I've been told. You vote for the lesser of two evils. And so what we end up is really horribly bad politicians that maintain their place in office because we don't expect anything more.
That's right. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, remember, we have a country that enshrined the ownership of human beings in its constitution. We got rid of that. We got child labor laws. We got environmental laws signed by a Republican president, although if Richard Nixon came back today, he would be seen as a leftist.
Right. That's true.
But we can change that. And the answer to that is not to not vote.
Right.
That just hands power to the worst people in the country who profit off government. It's to organize and recognize this won't be fixed in a day. The civil rights movement went on for a long time and really isn't done to this day.
No. A long
and
way from being
done. Electing
right.
different people to office, right. and that takes time.
Yes. Well, participate in voter registration all the time, but you know, we're telling people this at the same time that the Supreme Court has made it legal to demand ID cards for lower, you know, and of course, who does that impact? Who does that keep away from the polls? It's the same people that we want to convince if they just did something, somehow their circumstance would change. But
that's another area to organize, and I agree with you. I mean, the reason you're seeing the franchise denied, the first time in American history that we haven't seen the franchise expanded since the Jim Crow laws, is what's going on right now.
The
answer to that is organize people and take people who don't have driver's licenses and drive them to the DMV so that they can get an ID card. And help people get together the documents they need and see to it that they vote. Don't say, oh, that's hard work. do the work.
Well, we will be able to finish up on that note, but I'm going to have to go back. I want to go back to Joe. I want to talk about members. I want to talk about this incredibly generous KBOO member who's matching donations dollar per dollar up to $500. That's Jeff Lang. Jeff has made the offer. He's put the challenge out. It's up to you to give us a call at 877-500-5266 and take some of Jeff's money and claim it as your own contribution to KBOO. Isn't that right, Joe?
Well, it's absolutely true. You know, we have very generous contributors, and we want you out there to be part of that community, whether it's $5 a month, whether it's $60 total, whether it's $120, whether it's $240. Right now, every single contribution you make is doubled thanks to the generosity of Jeff Lang. This is KBOO's great opportunity. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to be one of those people who says, No. You want to be the one who does it. 877-500-5266. I'll say that slowly. 877-500-5266. That's the number to call. That's to get the action going. That's to make it all work. And, of course, if you want to do it in the privacy of the online world, KBOO.FM. That's KBOO.FM. Simplicity itself. These are the things to do. This is the day to do it. This matching grant will not last forever. $500. Come on. You give a dollar, it turns into $2. Bang. Magical thinking is not just magical thinking, but magic reality. Now is your chance. Don't miss this opportunity. Make the phones ring. Make your contribution count. Make it be doubled. Do it now. 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. What's to wait for? Every dollar turns into $2. Your power multiplied. It is an exciting moment for you, a moment when you seize control of the airwaves, when you promote the truth, when you give us the best in music and the best in public affairs programming through your listener-supported station, KBOO. KBOO.FM is one way. Or on the telephone, you get to talk to one of our incomparable volunteers, 877-500-5266, or drop in 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. You know, there are not a lot of opportunities in our society where you can see your money go to work for good causes. This is just such an event. Our asking you for money means that we're free of corporate dominance. We're free of government demands. We are independent. We are progressive. We are for real. Our music is the best. Our public affairs programming is the best. We dare to tell you the truth, Ruth, at KBOO.FM and 877-500-5266. What's to wait for? What's to wonder about? What's to doubt it? Whether it's a contribution of $60 or $600. Remember, up to $500 is being matched. You give a buck, it turns into two. It's magic.
Magic indeed. We love, love, love hearing those phones ringing off the hook. And if you've been trying to call and the line has been busy, just know that other people are doing just like you. They're headed to their phone. They want to make a difference. They want to become a member. They want to call 877-500-5266, and they want to take advantage of the generosity of Jeff Lang, who's going to help them double their money. So if your pledge is $60, boom, it becomes $120. If your pledge is $120, boom, $240, just like that. And all the fabulous thank you gifts, I won't go into them again.
There's so many.
There's so many, way too many to name. And I want to thank Mr. Johnston for reminding me that he didn't actually write this book. He edited the book, Divided, the Pearls of Our Growing Inequality. And you can read from 44 opinion leaders about their take on the various areas of inequality in the United States.
And I got to tell you, you know, for $120 pledge, which becomes $240, the Naomi Klein DVDs. You get both of them. And the Chomsky and Glenn Greenwald DVD, $120. Again, $240. You get that. And if you're really brave, you can have a Democracy Now! Hoodie. $240.
Yeah, some communities don't wear hoodies for obvious reasons. But 877-500-5266. I guess if you hold it with your hands up, it might be easier to stay alive if you're wearing one. Again, the number to call, 877-500-5266. You know I'm going to see you in the grocery store. I'm going to see you in the bookstore. You're going to say, oh, I listen to you, and my question is going to be, and are you a member? And so don't make me call you out in public. 877-500-5266. You can join us. Our fall membership drive is coming to an end, but we don't want to end it without you becoming a member also. 877-500-5266. We've got less than 5 minutes left in the program to make sure that that $500 is matched. Please don't miss out on that opportunity to have your money doubled. And so, I, as always, I love to give my guests the last word on these really, we were just getting into a heated conversation here about voting and the need to really, we need to change it all. We need to change our political landscape. We need to change the media landscape. We're trying to change the media landscape as you are with the diversity of forms that you write in. And so it's I'm glad to see that your writing is actually being spread around because it gives people an opportunity to learn a lot more and then be able to take some action based on what they learn. But just before the break, we were talking about this this push and pull that we continue to have about you got to vote, you got to vote, you got to vote. And then we end up with the same idiots that we're voting for over and over and over again. did you want to?
But you know, the only way you succeed at something is by pushing at it. Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton, one a single woman, the other a mother of eight children, devoted their entire lives to getting back the right to vote for women. Things don't change in a hurry, but you've got to keep working at it if you care about it, or else all you're doing is ceding the government to those people who want to turn it into a profit machine for themselves by draining your pocket.
Right.
And so it's not easy. I don't suggest it's easy. You know, it's sort of like marriage. if you invest in your marriage constantly, it will pay you enormous rewards. If you think, oh, well, I'm married, I don't have to do anything anymore, it will fall apart. Yeah. And we want our democracy to endure. We want our freedoms to endure. We want to expand those freedoms. That means you got to work at it.
And the same with media. I mean, so what do? We have a lack of investigative reporters.
Actually, we don't. No, that's not true. We have the same investigative reporters and editors has 5,000 members today. We had 5,000 members 14 years ago. What was missing is beat reporting. People aren't covering. There are city councils of big cities in America that rarely see a reporter, or county commissions or legislatures where there's like one reporter and they can hardly cover what's going on. It's the beat reporting that is the problem. But one of the solutions to this is I would strongly encourage people, read Al Jazeera America. You will be surprised if you haven't seen it. It is the most professional news organization I have ever worked for and does extraordinary work. Al Jazeera TV is the really solid professional work, a little boring perhaps, but very solid. Newsweek magazine, which is back in print because we've been coming up with stuff that nobody else is doing in terms of serious journalism. There are places that are doing stuff because the mainstream media is just sclerotic. It hasn't been able to adapt to the changes that are taking place, and there are people who've seen opportunity here and are trying to recognize that they need to provide real news to people.
Thank you so much, David Johnston. It's been a pleasure. You've been listening to Voices from the Edge. See you next week, same time, same place, same station. Get that call in now. Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth.
listening to KBOO Portland, a minute before 9 o'clock on your Thursday morning. KBOO's pledge drive underway, and we'll be getting to Pledge Central in a bit. But first, let's find out what's up for your Thursday. In about an hour, join us for Chris Andre hosting Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary at 10:15 on Flashpoints. Today featuring a report on Mumia Abu-Jamal's commencement address at Goddard College. At 11 on Between the Covers, we speak with Portland author Peyton Marshall about her debut novel, Good House. Marshall is a former member of the all-female punk band Third Sex. And at 11:30, Words and Pictures welcomes the writing and illustrating team behind the comics-oriented guidebook Clusters and Your Economy, which examines collaborative communities from Renaissance Florence to California's Silicon Valley. That's all coming up. Stick around, though. Press Watch is next. It's news you're not supposed to know for a full hour with Teresa Mitchell, next on KBOO Portland.
Fight the Power on KBOO. That's the theme of this year's News and Public Affairs Day, this Friday, October 10th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Highlights include Nation magazine columnist Katha Pollitt talking about her new book, Pro: Reclaiming Abortion Rights, and the ALEC Project, an investigation of Oregon legislation which has been influenced or created by the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ALEC. So fight the power and support KBOO. That's News and Public Affairs Day this Friday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on KBOO Portland.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay Directory, providing a resource guide of openly gay-friendly businesses, organizations, and services since 1997.